This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw flagged off the Bhavnagar Ayodhya cantonment, a weekly train from Bhavnagar railway station in Gujarat today. The minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. The minister said that with 34,000 kilometers of new railway tracks laid in the past 11 years, Indian Railways is witnessing a massive transformation. Addressing the gathering at Bhavnagar railway station, he reaffirmed the commitment of the government to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world. Union ministers Mansukh Mandavia and Nimu Ben Bambania were also present on the occasion. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives and 4 others were injured in a road accident in Gonda this morning. According to the police, a bolero carrying 15 devotees in their way to the Prithvinath temple went out of control and fell into a canal near the Saryu Canal Bridge in Rehra village along the Parasarai Alawal Deoria Road. Speaking to the media, Gonda SP Vineet Jaiswal confirmed that 11 bodies have been recovered from the canal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. He said the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also expressed grief over the accident and announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Union Minister for Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari announced that in the next 2 years, roads in Andhra Pradesh would be on par with those in America. Addressing a meeting along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu after laying the foundation stone for 27 road development projects and dedicating 2 completed projects worth 5,233 crore rupees to the nation in Mangalagiri town of Andhra Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Gadkari said the new project will link Andhra Pradesh more closely with Telangana, Karnataka, Odisha and Tamil Nadu. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Delhi police has prohibited the flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms in the national capital till the 16th of this month, keeping in mind the precautionary security measure in the city. These include paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned aircraft systems, microlight aircrafts, remotely piloted aircrafts, hot air balloons, small-sized power aircrafts, quadcopters and para-jumping from aircrafts. Flying of such aerial platforms over the jurisdiction of the national capital shall be punishable under Section 223 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the day. An orange alert has been issued for several districts in Gujarat, Kerala and Uttarakhand. In Japan, the Indian pavilion titled Bharat Mandap at the World Expo 2025 being held in Osaka attracted over 20,000 visitors yesterday as people came to witness the richness of India's cultural heritage and handcrafts. Other attractions at the expo included Chandrayaan Zone, showcasing India's pioneering achievements in space exploration and its lunar missions. The One District, One Product Zone showcased walnut wood carving from Jammu and Kashmir and Tarakashi art from Odisha. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, in consultation with the Ministry of Ayush, has released a definitive list of Ayurvedic food preparations under the category of Ayurveda Ahar. This significant step brings India's time-honored food wisdom into the mainstream following the introduction of the Food Safety and Standards Ayurveda Ahara regulations in 2022. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.